LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby, I like it. The way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it. Come on.
You've been hearing stuff for the last...
Test.
Now we got nothing.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh. That's plugged in. That's plugged in. The mics are plugged in. Two and three.
Is the battery dead? I hear it. Find out from Red if he's hearing us. Does it look like we should be on? Call it. To know we're being heard. Not working, but I can hear Van Halen in my headset.
I'm concerned. Let me try Sager, and I'll call you right back. He's still got me blocked. Worked a little while ago. We got to find out if we're on.
is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck, we are at Versailles. It is a full house filled to capacity. The number one team in the state in girls division four, Minster on the road at the number one team in the state in girls division three, Versailles. Versailles Tigers 16-1. Minster Wildcats 14-1. These two clubs 30-2 combined in the last 12 confrontations, one each year for the last dozen years. The clubs have split them right down the middle, six each way. 25 points separate the two teams. This contest here tonight, for all intents and purposes, is for the Midwest Athletic Conference Championship. Versailles, Minster. Minster's got a long run of conference championships in girls high school basketball in the MAC. Minster's got, I think, 14 or 15 outright titles over a lengthy period of time. And Versailles is trying to prevent Minster from taking the championship again here in 2018 tonight. Minster won last season, defeating Versailles at Minster 59-51. That game was even closer than the final score. Minster led by double digits midway through the game. Versailles came back, clawed within one. And as it turned out, Versailles had to foul in the last minute. It wound up 7. It was a tight battle. Went right down to the wire. This one will tonight as well. And just like last year and other years in the past decade, this game decides the MAC championship in girls high school basketball, Chuck.
It absolutely does. And you're looking at one of the best Division III programs in the state of Ohio in Versailles and one of the best Division IV programs in the state of Ohio in Minster. And them playing in the same league, it does a couple of things. It really makes it exciting. And, boy, for a girls basketball game on a Thursday night, this gym is packed. And I wondered why I had trouble finding a place to park when I got here about a half an hour before the JV game, but I was informed by Scott Ward that there was also a junior high boys game. So I thought everybody drove two cars to the game tonight just in case. But the other thing that it does, though, is it just gives them another team that's going to be a tournament quality type opponent that they're going to be playing down the road when they get to the regional. And quite honestly, with these two teams, a real good shot at them both playing in Columbus this year.
Oh, exactly. Right on about that, Chuck. No question. These two teams, the favorites to win the Southwest region in Girls Division III for Versailles, Girls Division IV for Minster. The regional for Versailles goes through Springfield. The regional for Minster goes through Vandalia Butler. These two clubs are favored, no question. They're number one in the state for good reason right now. And Versailles has lost once this entire season, and that was a heartbreaker on the road at Lima Bath, a game in which Versailles, quite frankly, didn't shoot very well at all, especially inside. Tigers got a number of shots down below the foul line. The very good outside shooter, McElDowney, had a sparkling game. But in the paint, Versailles came up empty, lost by a point. Minster's only setback was up at Berlin Highland in the Classic in the country to a very solid Division III team, Elyria Catholic. So no shame in either one of those two losses, that's for sure. Thus, these two programs get great respect statewide, and they're number one. Minster 12-1, or I should say 14-1, Versailles 16-1. How about the matchups on the floor, Chuck? I mentioned Cammie McElDowney for Versailles. She is the spark plug, the energizer bunny, the outstanding three-point shooter, the young lady who can drive to the basket, draw fouls. That's an element of Versailles' game that Minster may not be able to replicate very well.
Well, yeah, you're right. I don't think they have anybody that's quite the caliber of Cammie McElDowney. And that, you're right, that young lady just really makes this team go. She's a good scorer. When you got a point guard that scores like she does, she plays really good defense and very rarely turns the basketball over. That's quite a combination. On the Minster side, you know, they've got Allie Fisher, who's a senior. We saw him early. You've seen him since, I think, but I saw him early, and I thought Allie was really kind of struggling a little bit. And they really need her to be who she has been in the past. But you look inside, you got Courtney Pringer. She's going to be a challenge for Versailles. But on the other end, Versailles has Danielle Winter and Lindsay Winter, both at 6'2". So they can go at Pringer with size and real basketball ability.
What is amazing about these two clubs, Chuck, is that there's no 20-point scorer. There's no 16-point scorer. There's no 15 or 14 point score.
Right.
And McElDowney's at 13 points per game. She leads the Versailles Tigers. Danielle Winter is at 11 plus. When you look at the scores for the Minster Wildcats, you see one young lady in double figures, Pringer at 11, Courtney Pringer in the middle, Ivy Wolf at 10. These two clubs have depth. We might see as many as 7 or 8 for Minster, 7 or 8 from Versailles. Get the scoring column here tonight. I think it's a challenge for Danielle Winter in the middle, a challenge for Courtney Pringer in the middle to stay out of foul trouble, score points, be productive, rebound, be aggressive, but not pick up two fouls before the half.
Right. On the Versailles side, they've also got Lindsay Winter, a 6'2 sophomore, who I think before this her career is over is going to be one of the best basketball players that Versailles has ever had. She's got that kind of ability. And then you go to the other side, and somebody we haven't talked about really is Ellen Peters. She does a real nice job of complimenting McElDowney. She'll handle the basketball a little bit. Is a pretty good shooter and doesn't turn the ball over either.
Taylor Coggy for the Minster Wildcats. Wow. 8 points a game, and she might be the X factor. She can score just about anywhere. As she shoots the 16-footer real well, goes down below the foul line. She can make pivoting half hooks in the paint. She's a fine rebounder. She's over 6 feet tall. She's pretty tricky on the inside. Versailles will have its hands full dealing with Coggy.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, last year we saw her as a junior, and she would come in and really spark them,
right,
coming off the bench. And she is an outstanding basketball player. She's going to have to score. She gives them that other size that a lot of Versailles opponents don't have. So they're going to see that. The ability to go inside. You have to score the easy baskets. When you have one, you can't afford to miss it. Can't get in foul trouble. And whoever's playing the best on the perimeter, I think tonight's going to win the basketball game.
That's a good point. It may come down to guard play, limiting turnovers, no empty possessions, and getting shots, getting good shots.
Right, absolutely. You need to take the good shots tonight. You don't want to come down with an empty possession.
Yeah, and that's where these two teams have been extremely efficient all year. They're able to punch the ball inside and score in the paint or either side of the lane on a regular basis. And thus the shooting percentage for both teams is well over 40% for the year. Each team shoots it at better than 65% from the free throw line. The clubs are almost dead even in many different ways. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com as the Versailles Pep Band decides to relent just a little bit. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health, Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports-based coverage around. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What is your favorite thing? And don't forget, at the Frisch's in Troy, each Monday, month of February, from 5 to 8 p.m., kids eat free at Frisch's on Mondays in February at the Troy location. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or check out facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your ideas come to life. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has expanded to include 8 divisions. And if I didn't mention Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, I'm going to again for a second time. Dickman, thank you very much. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies with locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And so many thanks tonight to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success here on ScoresBroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And at the halftime tonight, we'll highlight seniors from both teams brought to you by LaCal. We've got the lineups and the start of this game for Sales Minster in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Say, I don't want you to miss out on high quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Always an array of new outstanding inventory coming into Goffney Furniture. Beautiful furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office, and entertainment spaces. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Minster Wildcats in the road black. Orange numbers trimmed in white. Minster in white across the front. The Versailles Tigers in the home white from top to bottom with orange and black trim. Chuck, it's one of those nights in the Upper Miami Valley where you look around the gymnasium and everybody on both sides is adorned in the same colors. Orange and black.
Orange and black, absolutely. I mean, this is one heck of a crowd. I thought when we came here for the Fort Laramie Versailles boys game not quite as full, right, but it's darn close.
Oh yeah, it's almost matched it, and maybe, who knows, in another 5 or 10 minutes it could very well match the crowd that was here the night that Fort Laramie played Versailles in boys action. That contest was won by Fort Laramie in overtime, 48-46. Starting lineups have been introduced. Allie Fisher begins at a guard spot for the Minster Wildcats. Allie is a 5'8" senior. Taylor Kogi, 6'2" senior on the inside, along with Damaris Wolf at a wing, 5'9" a junior, and Ivy Wolf, 5'8" a freshman, and the fifth starter, Courtney Pringer, in the middle. She wears 30 on her back, 6'2" junior. Courtney Pringer is in double figures, as I mentioned earlier. So is Damaris Wolf, and the two young ladies in double figures for the Versailles Tigers are Cammie McElvany and Danielle Winter. Each team possessing outstanding rebounders on the inside. Of course, Pringer and Kogi for Minster. How about Danielle Winter, Elizabeth Ording, and Lindsay Winter for the Versailles Tigers? Danielle Winter, 6'2", a senior. Elizabeth Ording, 5'11", a junior. They're in the starting lineup, along with Ellen Peters, a 5'8", senior. Cammie McElvany, a 5'7" senior. She's at 13 points a game. And the other starter is Lindsay Winter, 6'2", and a sophomore. That's the opening five. Versailles Tigers have possession to start.
An illegal tip right to start. They're not allowed to catch the ball in the center like that.
You're right. And I made a mistake. It's a Caitlin McElvany in the opening five, along with Cammie for the Versailles Tigers. Cammie also a very good three-point shooter. Cammie's at 44%, Caitlin's at 42%, and that might be the most significant difference between the two clubs, the way the Tigers can shoot it from long range. Versailles has won the opening tap, and quickly a misfired three ball by Caitlin McElvany, and the Wildcats get the rebound. Minster tries a long three. It's a Hail Mary bomb. Ivy Wolf missed it off the back brace. Very long rebound, 20 feet out of the floor to Courtney Pringer. Minster still has it. Here's Kogi, foul line extended left, a jumper from 16. It hit the heel, rebound Versailles. Here's Cammie McElvany down the floor to Daniel Winter. Broken up by Minster and stolen. No score, we played a minute. Ball thrown to Kogi at the high post for Minster. On the arc it goes on the play to the Wildcats, Allie Fisher. She streaks down the left side of the lane. A runner blocked out of bounds by Versailles. Well done by Danielle Winter. So it's Danielle Winter, Elizabeth Hording, Ellen Peters, Cammy McEldowney, Caitlin McEldowney for the Tigers. Ball lobbed in by Minster below the rim. Caught out on the arc by Ivy Wolf. Here's Wolf handing off to a teammate. It is Damaris Wolf, a step back triple swish. Beautiful looking shot by Damaris Wolf from 23 feet. You don't take Damaris and Ivy Wolf lightly from long range, Chuck. They
no.
might be able to match both Cammy and Caitlin from
distance.
They're
both really good shooters.
Uh-huh. Here's a little pick and roll, nicely done by Versailles. Cammy McEldowney on the inside to Ording for the layup. She got the friendly bounce on the iron. And it's 3-2 Minster. Forecourt to our left. Wildcats have the ball deep in the right corner. It's Kogi, who sends it on top to Damaris Wolf. Damaris throws to Pringer. She slices across the lane, shovels with the left hand. Yes! She gets it to go. Well done by Minster. I said...
That was Kogi.
I said Pringer, and it was Kogi on the shot. Boy, she is so good with the left hand as well as the right. Nifty play by Kogi of Minster. 5-2 Wildcats. Here's Versailles with the ball straight away. Handled there by Peters. Peters to Cammy McEldowney. She gets a screen 25 feet out on the floor, and the Minster player, Allie Fisher, tries to fight through it and fouls. 5:29 left in the first. Minster 5, Versailles 2. The 1-3 pointer made so far by Minster. And if the Wildcats are able to shoot the three ball pretty well, that could be a difference maker. Coming in on paper, Versailles has the explosive shooters from long distance. But both Damaris and Ivy can let it fly. Allie Fisher, too. Here's Versailles attacking in the half court to her right, down by three. Outside the arc, near side, it's Peters. Peters to Caitlin McEldowney, being defended nicely, gives it up in the right corner to Danielle Winter. She goes across the lane, great pass, caught and laid in. Beautiful play, Ording to Danielle Winter. Right back to Ording, then to Danielle again. That was a 20-foot pass on the right side of the floor. Danielle was strong, Chuck, on that play. She went up and clutched it and dropped it through.
Yeah, she used her left hand there. That was strong.
5-4 in favor of Minster by one. Here's Fisher driving into the lane. An attempted pick and roll with Pringer. Broken up and stolen by Versailles. Here's a twirling move right down the middle of the floor. Missed on the play by Lindsay Winter. Here's a 7-foot jumper by Peters. No good. Rebound Danielle Winter. Two straight goals by Danielle. Versailles leads it 6-5. And as Minster scurries up into the forecourt quickly, Damaris Wolf slides ahead of Versailles. Player gets there late, and it's a blocking foul on the Tigers. 6-5 Versailles, which has scored two straight hoops. 4:22 left in the first. Baseline left, Damaris Wolf inbounds. On the arc to Fisher. Into the post it goes for Minster, caught there by Pringer, and on her back is a Tiger defender. Keep an eye on the foul counts on individual players, especially the young ladies who play the interior quite well for each team. Two team fouls on Versailles, one on Minster. Baseline left of the basket, Damaris Wolf will trigger for the Minster Wildcats. We played nearly half the first quarter. 6-5, Versailles up one. Damaris, baseline left, looks in. Dishes into the corner of the floor. Handled there by Kendra Thien, who's in off the bench. Kendra, a 5'9 senior. She throws on the arc to Fisher, who guns it hard, no good. Rebound Versailles, lost at midcourt. Minster gets it back, driving layup. Fisher, in and out, no good. Tough break, or rather Ivy Wolf couldn't get it to go. Versailles back with a 3-on-2. Fumbled away in the paint, and Minster comes away with a loose ball. Action frenzied right now, no scoring. Ivy Wolf into the lane for Minster. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Way short, Damaris Wolf barely caught iron. Rebound comes down to the Versailles Tigers. 6-5 Versailles. We've gone close to 2 minutes without a point. 3.5 left, opening stanza. Here's a fake to the right by Cammy McEldowney, 25 feet away. Gives it up to teammate Peters. Peters comes back to Haley McElvan, who is checked in now. Haley, a 5'8 senior. Here's the ball, fumbled baseline right by Daniel Winter. She gets it back, puts it on the deck. Awkward fadeaway, short, no good. Solid defense by Minster, which comes away with the ball. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. 6'5 Versailles. Here's Allie Fisher on the arc. Harassing defense by the Tigers. She gives it up to Pringer, 30 feet away. Pringer hangs on for Minster. And she steers the ball into the lane, splits a couple defenders, then has it rejected by Danielle Winter. Versailles quickly down the floor. Baseline Jay missed on the play. Open look. Nice shot. Haley McElnatty couldn't connect. Minster the other way. Baseline right around two players goes Fisher. Blocked at the basket by the Tigers. Nobody's put up a point check in 2 minutes 50 seconds. It is raining defense right now.
Defense has been outstanding, especially the interior defense. Danielle Winter's got about 3 block shots on this end of the floor so far.
Yep, Danielle has been stellar. She is long and lean, gets way up. Ball inbounded by Minster into the lane. Ivy Wolf, little turnaround, Jay, one-hander. Athletic shot, rolling around, comes off. Rebound Tigers, who pitch it out of bounds into the Versailles bench. We're stuck at 6-5. Versailles up a point. Minster to trigger near side of the floor. Jessica Falk is now in for the Wildcats, 5'8 junior. Minster now with 8 young ladies to play. Daniel Barhorst is in now, a 5'10 junior. Very good athlete too. High dribble, 25 feet away by Falk. Falk hands off to a teammate, then the ball goes to Barhorst in the left corner. And she makes a bounce through the paint, probes the middle, ball batted free by Versailles, out of bounds, right back to Minster.
Yeah, the Winter sisters are taking turns blocking shots. Danielle sat down and Lindsay got the block that time.
They are winners, that's for sure, no pun intended. High left with the ball, Ivy Wolf for Minster, fires into the post. Then the ball is rotated around to Kogi in the right corner. On top, it's handled there by Dean. Dean back to Kogi. Kogi with a high dribble, 25 feet away. That's because a Tiger player obstructed her. And that foul is called against who, Chuck?
It was on Peters, and I think that might be her second.
Ellen Peters picks up a foul. She's the defensive ace on this Versailles team. Very efficient offensively. She'll take open looks and more often than not, knock them down. Here's Kogi, top of the circle for Minster. Nobody scored now in 3.5 minutes. 90 seconds to go, first period. Deep in the right corner for Minster. It's Kogi. Kogi tries to enter to Pringer. There's no one home. It goes below the basket, out of bounds. Minute 25 remaining in the first. These two teams' offenses have stalled out. And each club's D has taken charge. Minute 25 to go, opening quarter. So many thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Here's Caitlin McElnatty on the drive for Versailles. A late dish to a teammate. Shot no good by Elizabeth Ording, but she's hacked on the arm, and she'll get two. Nice penetration by Caitlin McElnatty. Ording at the stripe. 68 seconds to go in the first. 6-5, the lead for the Tigers to try to add to it. Only 5 field goals in this game. Ording's free throw is pushed up there with the left hand and in. 7-5 in favor of Versailles. Elizabeth Ording, Chuck, makes her name rebounding. She's got, I think, close to 90 rebounds, split right down the middle, half offensively, half defensively. And she's tough to guard in the paint with that left hand.
Yeah, she's a lefty, and sometimes that is hard because you're not used to defending against a left-hander.
Not to mention the fact she's almost 6 feet tall.
She's very good, too.
Yep, she pours in both free throws. Versailles up 3, 8-5. A minute to go, first quarter. Pringer high post to Barhorst, left wing. Barhorst gets a screen. Pringer rolls, nothing there. On top it goes to Kogi. In the middle to Pringer. Versailles collapses and fights the ball free. Here come the Tigers down the floor. A lot of traffic in the lane. Off-balance maneuver by Caitlin McElnatty. And the Minster fans think Versailles touched it last. And the referees will huddle up.
Versailles threw the ball out of bounds, and if they don't correct it on the perimeter, that's very poor refereeing.
Yeah, McElnatty was trying to urge a foul, attempting to coax it from the referee. The ball simply came out of her hands. I don't think it was deflected.
No, it wasn't. They just none of the officials, but they made it look good by huddling up first.
Versailles inbounds below the basket. It's caught. Baseline left and laid in. Kelsey Custenborder in off the bench for the Tigers, a 5'10 junior. She's only averaging about 4 points a game, but she is tough to guard in the lane. Here's a turnaround jumper by Minster. Yes, Taylor Kogi, a 10-footer. 10-7, Versailles leads by three. 22 seconds to go, first quarter. Good counter by Minster, which came down the floor and immediately fired the ball into Kogi. Here's a long triple by the Tigers. In there! Pumped home by Versailles. 13-7. Tigers up six. 6 seconds to go. First quarter. Fisher on the arc for Minster. Ball batted by the Tigers into the first row across the way. 2.2 remaining. That last three-pointer by Versailles, Chuck.
Cammy.
That was Cammy McElnatty. We'll get to McElnatty straight.
There's only eight of them.
There are three out there right now for Versailles. Minster inbounds. Ball fumbled 25 feet away by Fisher, who tries to hurry up a line drive shot toward the rim. It's late. It's off to the left. No good. And Versailles leads by six after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Tonight we are at Versailles. Huge girls confrontation. Versailles number one in the state in Division III. Minster number one in the state in Division IV. Here's Kogi attacking in the paint to start the second quarter. A leaner deflected by Versailles. Versailles touches last below the basket. It goes out of bounds. 13-7. Versailles up six. We open up play here in the second quarter. Damaris Wolf inbounding left of the rim for the Wildcats. Looking, fires into the post. It is Kogi. Kogi twists around her defender. A one-hander. Yes! Pretty play by Taylor Kogi. She's been dynamite in the post so far in this game for the Minster Wildcats. We highlighted her in the pregame. She's a big X factor. 13-9 in favor of Versailles. Peters gets available. Curling off the screen at the foul stripe for the Tigers. Her jumper from there is way short. That's because she's walloped on the arm.
Yep, Courtney Pringer has not gotten a shot off yet.
Now you can tell a clear-cut objective for the Versailles defense is to deny Courtney Pringer the basketball in this game tonight. Free throw by Peters for Versailles. Up and in. 14-9. Tigers by five. 7:21 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw by Peters in the air. And that one is on the button as well. Four made free throws so far for the Tigers, who lead at 15-9. 7:10 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane by Ivy Wolf for Minster. Pitches it out back to Damaris Wolf. Now to Pringer, foul line extended left. That's almost out of her range, 16-footer, but she sinks it. Nice basket by Courtney Pringer, a lengthy one for her. Boy, did she come up big against Ottoville last weekend. Wow. She was awesome late in the game with four big hoops, enabling the Minster girls to come from behind to nip Ottoville by one. Here's Versailles attacking. Peters in the lane. Gives it up on the arc to Cammy McElnatty. McElnatty feeds it behind her, held there by Peters again. Left wing, it goes on the play to Caitlin McElnatty, tries to drive, a scooper with the left hand, and that one's knocked away easily by Minster. Here come the Wildcats. 4-on-3 inside to Pringer. She maneuvers toward the basket, deflected again by Versailles, out of bounds. It's a block party. Each team swatting the ball away at both ends of the floor. So much height and size out there here tonight. 6:24 to go, second quarter. Versailles 15, Minster 11. Ball lobbed in, right corner. It's Pringer who gathers it, fades, misses, an 18-footer. Rebounding foul over the back against Minster. 6:20 left in the second. Don't forget, Brookins in Fort Loramie. Congratulations to Carl Arns. He's now in charge. New owner-manager of Brookins. Same great food, superb menu. Wow, it's fantastic, that menu at Brookins. You can enjoy some roasted chicken dinners, specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special on Saturday night at Brookins. The ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammie McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer, 18-11 in favor of Versailles. Here's Minster on the arc. Straight away, it's Pringer. Got away with a shovel. Or a shuffle, I should say. Clearly walked, no call. Gives it up on top to Dean. Right wing to Ivy Wolf. Long, high archer from three-point land. No good. Excellent rebound. Pringer back up and in for Minster. 18-13, Versailles by five. Three-point shooting difference in this game, as we thought it might be in favor of the Tigers so far. Far left wing with the ball for Versailles. It's handled there by Elizabeth Ording. Ording makes a left-hand pass near side of the court to Cammie McElnatty. Veers off into the corner, tries to get free. Oh, what a pick and roll with Danielle Winter. Up and in. Danielle Winter on the finish. Great assist by Cammie McElnatty. 7-point lead Tigers. 5 minutes left, quarter number two. Pringer on the arc for Minster. Gives it up between the rings to Damaris Wolf. Wildcats trailing 20-13. On the left-hand bounce. It goes on the play to Jessica Falk. Near side of the floor, Ivy Wolf lobs down inside for a teammate. Intended there for Kendra Thien, broken up by Versailles. Minster hammers it last, out of bounds to the Tigers. Versailles, Chuck, a little smoother at the offensive end. Versailles' defense has been stifling so far against Minster.
Well, yeah, Minster's still trying to get the ball inside, and so far they have had no success.
4.5 to go in the second quarter. Versailles up 7, 20-13. A three-pointer here would stretch it to double digits. High right, Ellen Peters. Peters starts to drive. There's that same pick and roll again. Up and good. What a feed. Lindsay Winter, the recipient of a great pass. Danielle Winter, then Lindsay. 9-point lead, Tigers. Here's Pringer, turnaround in the lane. Blocked on the play by Danielle Winter. Recovered by Minster. Fisher's got it straight on, 25 feet away. Goes right side to Ivy Wolf. So far, Minster no answer for the Tigers' strong defense on the interior. It has been mighty to this point in the game. Here's a pass by Minster, baseline left, kicked out of bounds by Versailles with 3:57 to go here in the second quarter. Versailles owns a 9-point lead, 22-13.
Well, that call evened up the one at the other end because that absolutely went off of Pringer.
Yep, that one mystified me. Baseline left of the basket. Thien to enter for the Minster Wildcats. Kendra, 5'9", senior. Substitute off the bench. Gives it up to Pringer, 30 feet away. Guarded loosely by Daniel Winter. Now Ivy Wolf out near the Tigers logo at midcourt. 3:40 left to go, second quarter. 22-13 Versailles. Pitch and catch, Minster, near side, it's Falk. Falk looks for Daniel Barhorst on the top of the key. And this Versailles defense has got Minster puzzled so far. Minster shakes a player free. It's Courtney Pringer at the foul line, and she hits a 16-foot jumper. Front rim, backboard went in. Courtney said, I can't catch it on the inside. I'll just take the outside J, and she dropped it home. Timeout, Minster. 3.5 to go in the half. Versailles up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack with Chuck back here at Versailles. 7-point lead, Tigers over the Wildcats of Minster. We're beyond the halfway mark of the second quarter of play. Minster led right at the very start. Versailles.
5-2.
Yep, 5-2 Minster. Then it was 6-5 Versailles. And after the first 3 minutes of this game, the Tigers have led since. Biggest advantage was 9 a moment ago at 22-13. Here's a nice backdoor play, wide open play. Yes, it's caught low in the right by Kustin Porter. She's got 2 field goals, and she has sneaked in behind the Minster defense twice. That was a well-designed play during the timeout by Versailles once they got the ball in the half court. Here's a drive, dipping down the lane. Ivy Wolf to the rack for Minster. Short, no good. Rebound Versailles, and then a double dribble in backcourt against the Tigers, Caitlin McElhaney. 24-15, Versailles back up 9. Tigers were heading down the floor on that trip to go up by 11 or 12. Turned it over. Minster gets a reprieve. Under 3 to play here in the second. Outside the arc on the left, it is Kendra Thien. Thien to Barhorst. Ball thrown between the rings to Falk. Far right side, Ivy Wolf down inside to Pringer. Pringer leans in, shot blocked. Great play, Lindsay Winter. Minster touches last, goes out of bounds. Courtney Pringer, Chuck's got to get that ball up at the apex of the jump to have a chance to get it over either one of the winners on the inside. If she has it down on the shoulder near the right ear, the ball's not going to get to the basket from there.
Well, they need to ball fake a little bit and try to get into the body and try to pick up a foul or two.
Yep, very good point. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Versailles has put the whammy defensively on Minster so far. Lady Tigers had the ball at midcourt. It's Cammy McElhaney up the left side to Custom Border. Now between the rings to Caitlin McElhaney. 2:20 left in the second. Oh, here's a nice lob down inside to Danielle Winter over the top of Pringer. She missed it hard. Weak side rebound. Got it. Custom Border again. She's got 3 field goals. Wow, she's been the X factor so far. 26-15. Versailles by 11. Minster being hounded left corner of the floor. Wildcats heave it out of bounds. Minster clearly rattled to this point. 2 minutes left, quarter number 2. Minster now with 3 quarter court pressure. In backcourt, it's fed to Caitlin McElhaney. She dribbles with the left hand, walks it up. Guarded by Fisher, 40 feet away. High left, Lindsay Winter. Rotated out back to Kustin Border. Kustin Border's been a force, 5'10 junior. Right flank, Cammy McElhaney. Wanted to drive, couldn't do it. Ball is given up by her, right back to Cammy. Look out, swish, 24-footer. Cammy McElhaney.
She's 3 for 3.
Boy, she shoots at about 45% from behind the arc on the year, and she has been dead on tonight. Perfect. 3 tries and 3 trifectas have swished. And now Versailles owns a 14-point spread. 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Minster trying to come right back up the floor in a hurry after the Cammy McElhaney triple. Stepped on the sideline across the way while under pressure. And Versailles gets it right back. Team foul situation, 4 on Minster, 3 on Versailles. Left-hand dribble, top of the circle, Cammy McElhaney. Outside the arc on the left to Peters. Swings it to Caitlin between the rings. Near side pass to Cammy. Cammy on the bounce, top of the key, foul line, staggers. She got the benefit of a nudge. Foul call made against Minster. Nobody better around in girls basketball at drawing fouls than Cammy McElhaney.
She's a great three-point shooter, but she has a well-rounded basketball game.
Yeah, excellent.
Smart girl.
Uh-huh. Tremendous savvy. Her know-how is superb. And Versailles takes it out beneath the basket, lobs it into Peters 30 feet away. 1 minute to go, second quarter. 14-point lead, Versailles. Spin move by Elizabeth Ording in the corner. Now Versailles spreads the floor. Peters lobs into Danielle Winter, squares up. She might have traveled. Yep, she did. She picked up the pivot foot. That's a violation. Minster gets it back. Wildcats need a run here late in the second quarter to make this interesting to start the third. Allie Fisher coming off for the Minster Wildcats. And it's Tavares Wolf and Ivy Wolf in the backcourt for the road team. They come up over the timeline, lob to Pringer. Straight away, 20 feet out. Ball dished to Damaris Wolf in the corner. Now Pringer. Pringer wants to go to Kogi on the inside. Now Pringer bounces outside the lane on the left. Deflected shot by Ording. It comes down into the hands of Danielle Winter. Backcourt it's fed to Caitlin McElnowney. And here come the Tigers, who may play for one. 24 seconds left in quarter number two. 14-point lead for Sales. High right, Caitlin McElnowney through the top of the key. Gives it up to Peters. 25 feet away. Here's a drive into the paint. Off balance. Good! What a play by Cammy McElnowney with 7 seconds to go in the half. Minster nearly throws it out of bounds on the far side of the floor. Wildcats do retain it. Cammy McElnowney's done it every which way imaginable. Three-pointers, mid-range jumpers, drive to the hoop. 5 seconds left. Not sure Minster is aware. Top of the circle, Ivy Wolf. Dribble drive, right side of the lane, on the run. Left it short, no good. It's all Versailles through two quarters. Versailles, Lady Tigers 31, Minster 15 at the half. On scorersbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is scorersbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Versailles. Full house at the Tigers gym, and they have witnessed the home team doing quite well. Versailles girls 31, Minster 15 after two quarters of play. It has been all Lady Tigers. Minster was in front 6-5 after the first 3 minutes, and Versailles has pulled out ever since. And it's a 16-point difference right now, 16-point spread, and it will be tough for Minster in the second half to overcome that. Family-owned and operated for 60 years, Superior Aluminum in Rushi. is in its third generation of business management. Superior, one of the most successful mid-market companies in Ohio. And you can be confident in the quality and craftsmanship you receive in Superior's columns, railings, and fence. And also a big thank you here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company, another Arushi underwriting sponsor with us on Scores Broadcast. A big shout out to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company in Arushi. And many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these additional sponsors, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, and thank you very much to Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, along with LaCal Anchor Underwriting Sponsors, and Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney, on Route 25A. Time now for our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. Wilson Health in Sydney, Chuck alongside with all the numbers. Not much to talk about to this point for Minster, Chuck.
No, they've been out-rebounded 11-7. Each team turned the ball over six times. Versailles 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Minster has not gotten to the free throw line yet. They didn't get there in the first half. Individual scoring for Versailles. They had six young ladies that scored. Cammie McEldowney scored 11. They got six from Danielle Winter and six from Kelsey Custenborder off the bench. They got four from Ording, two from Ellen Peters, and two from Lindsay Winter. They scored 13 and 18, 31 at the half. Minster had three young ladies that scored. They got six out of Kogi, six out of Pringer, and three out of Damaris Wolf. They scored 7 and 8. They trailed 31-15 at the half.
Simply put, Chuck, through the first two quarters, Versailles' offense has been as good as its defense. Its defense has been as good as its offense. Well-rounded game from the Tigers to this point. Minster just cannot penetrate the Tigers' D and get good looks at the basket.
Well, Minster's going to have to make something from... I don't think they need to go out there and launch a bunch of threes.
Right.
But they do need to get into the 8 to 10 to 12 range,
yeah,
and pull up and quit trying to get that extra 2 feet in, because they're running into the Danielle Winter. They're running into Lindsay Winter, and they're running into Elizabeth Ording. There's too much size in there, and they're not doing it. They're just not getting shots off in the inside.
Courtney Pringer's got range. She made a jumper just beyond the foul line. She may have to shoot that a few more times in the second half, and Ivy Wolf and Damaris Wolf need to generate points too.
Well, yeah, they need Allie Fisher to set up and hit a three, a couple of threes, and they need Damaris Wolf to hit a couple of threes for them,
yep,
and that will open things up. But right now, that first half, that was all Versailles. That's as good as I've seen them play.
And that's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. Versailles 31, Minster 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
A few minutes ago here on scoresbroadcast.com, we were chatting with you about Brookins in Fort Loramie. Same outstanding menu, great food as always. Carl Arnes, the new owner-manager, after Joyce and Dale Barhorst ran it so well for the last dozen years. Brookins, pork chop special on Saturday night. I had it last Saturday evening, and everybody was envious. It's smelled so good. The aroma was superb, and it tasted even better. Brookins in Fort Loramie, the ideal space to reserve for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at brookins-usa.com. 31-15, Versailles over Minster. Time now for our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight the 10 seniors, 5 from each team. For the home club, Versailles, the 12th graders are Cammy McEldowney, Haley McEldowney, Ellen Peters, Danielle Winter, and Mallory Marshall. And for Minster, the seniors are Allie Fisher, Kendra Thien, Taylor Kogi, Reagan Webker, and Paige Toby. 5 seniors on each club. They are highlighted tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. High quality furniture priced just right always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we'd like to thank the following underwriting sponsors: Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville; Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville; Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it; Clancy's in Sydney, Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food; Frisch's in Sydney and in Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-betweens is south of Botkins, where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Plus, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown now to include 8 expanding divisions. Play underway now here in the third quarter, 31-15 in favor of Versailles. Wildcats have possession outside the lane in the right. Here's a fadeaway 16-footer by Minster. It is missed on the play by Damaris Wolf. Long rebound ricochets to Versailles. Look out, here's Cammy McEldowney down the lane. Nobody stops her. A late feed to Ording, who lifts it up and in over the front edge of the rim. 33-15 in favor of Versailles. Kringer catches top of the circle for Minster. Hop, step, and a jump into the lane, and she turned it over.
Well, she's done that a couple times. It's the first time they've called it on her, though.
7:20 left to go here in the third quarter. A Versailles bucket right here would make it a 20-point spread. Nobody stops Cammie McElnowney. She blazes a trail down the floor inside to Ording. Ording overshoots. Rebound to Damaris Wolf of Minster. Damaris up the floor to Fisher. Fisher dribbles once, gives it up to Pringer. On the arc to Damaris. Played a minute here in the third quarter. Here's a drive, but Damaris Wolf flips it toward the rim. In and out, no good, but she's bumped. And she's awarded two free ones.
Be the first two free throws that Minster shot in the game.
Isn't that something? Already here in the third quarter, Chuck, Damaris Wolf more active. Foul shot, Damaris clangs off the back edge of the rim. And Minster still stuck at 15. We played 19 minutes in this game, or rather I should say 17 minutes. And Minster has 15 points. Make it 16 as Damaris Wolf sinks the free throw. 6:55 to go in the third. Cammie McElnowney, forecourt left for Versailles. Foul line extended left, Danielle Winter. On the rotation to Peters, down inside to Danielle. Great block by Pringer. Danielle got it back. Hooked it short with the left hand. It hits the floor once, and Danielle gets it again. Minster simply unaware of where that rebound went. It was actually on the deck. Here's Lindsay Winter, 25 feet away. Cross court to Peters, right back into Danielle. Twisting with the left hand, double team blocked. What a play, Kogi and Pringer, each got a piece of it for Minster. Backcourt Wildcats, up over the timeline now. Minster trailing by 17. 6:16 to go here in the third quarter. Fisher on the right, goes to Pringer, baseline right, almost walked. Spin move, left hand, goes to the opposite side of the rim. Up strong, no. Weak side rebound, Pringer, and she's hammered on the arm. In the act of shooting, two for Pringer. Yep, already, Chuck, Minster a little more defiant offensively, a little more determined about running its attack and making something productive go. Free throw by Pringer, up and in. 33-17. Versailles lead. Second shot by Courtney, dips the knees. Pumps it toward the iron, up and through once more. 33-18, Versailles leads. Here's a triple team in backcourt, and Cammie McElnowney tries to scramble her way between Ivy Wolf and Damaris Wolf. Fell. It was called a foul on Minster.
Caught it on Pringer. That's her second.
Pringer on the trip, number two. Backcourt Tigers. It's Cammie McElnowney. Left-hand dribble up the near side. Over the timeline. Guarded 30 feet away by Ivy Wolf. Cammie outruns a couple players, goes into the corner, walked with the ball. Good call by the referee. Minster needs to make a run. Down 15, 5:50 to go, third quarter. High bounce at midcourt. It is Ivy Wolf, near side to Damaris. Lobbing to the cutter, Kogi. Kogi backs up, shoots from 16, and connects. Taylor Kogi's got good range. Here is Versailles in backcourt. Minster's trimmed the deficit to 13. Good passing, 3-on-2 break. In the lane, Danielle Winter to Lindsay at the foul line. Let's it go. Yes! Lindsay Winter on the button for the Tigers. Who answered? 35-20. Minster down 15. 5:18 to go, third period. Here's Allie Fisher, far left wing. Lobs baseline left to Pringer. Back to Allie in the corner. She chucks up a three. Count it! That's huge. Allie Fisher tries to get going. 35-23. The lead is 12 now for Versailles. Peters on the jaunt up the floor. Weaves it near side. Handled there by Cammie McElnowney. Little give and go. Pass on the inside to Lindsay Winter. She's double teamed, triple teamed. What's been called? Timeout Versailles to salvage the possession. 4:47 left in the third. Tigers up a dozen on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef,
turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Tonight, we originate from Versailles. Full house, gym filled to capacity. Versailles, number one in the state in Division III. Minster, number one in the state in Division IV. Minster trying to make a comeback. Down by a dozen. Inbounds play after the timeout by Versailles. Ball launched from deep in the corner. Long by Cammie McEldowney. Weak side rebound, though, by the Tigers, who get it back. Versailles resets the offense, and then Allie Fisher sneaks in and swipes it for Minster. Here comes Allie, forecourt right. Minster's trimmed it to a dozen. Ivy Wolf behind the arc on the right. Now to Pringer, foul line extended right. Line drive jumper, bullseye. Courtney Pringer warming up. 35-25. We played 3 minutes 50 seconds here in the third.
They've trimmed 6 points off the halftime lead.
Yep, Minster has shaved a half dozen away from the deficit. It was 16 at the break. Far right wing, it's Cammie McEldowney. She gives it up, gets it back. Throws it, foul line extended right to Lindsay Winter, who puts it on the deck, starts a drive, and hands on the back from Kogi. Foul is common. Versailles will inbounds right of the rim. A couple more substitutions for the Versailles Tigers. Elizabeth Ording comes back in for Versailles.
Danielle Kunk is in the game for the first time.
Danielle Kunk, a very solid sub off the bench. Kunk checks in. And Kunk's got the ball top of the circle. Hands off to a teammate. On the dribble, Cammie McEldowney. Versailles playing pitch and catch 25 feet away. Now Ording comes out to get it. Back to Kunk. 3.5 to go here in the third. 10-point lead Versailles. Dribble drive into the lane. Nearly a shuffle. Baseline left is Lindsay Winter. Open look, leaves it way short, though, from 15 feet, and Minster corrals the easy rebound. Wildcat fans on their feet. Minster down 10. Here's a shot, top of the circle to Maris Wolf, a three-pointer, clangs off the rim, no good. Rebound of a Lindsay Winter, outlet to Kunk. Wide open player, cherry picking is Orton, up and good. Nobody found her. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Versailles up a dozen. Top of the key, Ivy Wolf. Dribble drive, left side of the lane, all the way to the rack. Got it! What a play, Ivy Wolf. Ivy is a 5'8 freshman. Doesn't look like a freshman. Versailles, forecourt to her left. And it is jabbed out of bounds on the play by Minster. Substitutions, Kendra Thien back in now for the Minster Wildcats. Kendra on the floor. 2:46 to go, third quarter, 10-point lead Versailles. Deep left corner, it is Elizabeth Ording on the arc, Cammie McEldowney. Cammie on the bounce through the top of the key. High right, it's fed to Lindsay Winter. Ball high overhead, keeps it away from the defense. Now to Kunk straight on. Danielle Kunk, a 5'7 sophomore. Baseline right, Danielle Winter. To Cammie McEldowney, starts to curl toward the paint, comes back out. Now to Kunk. Good poke away by Minster. Ball loose below the basket. Diving Kunk, and she pokes it across the end line. Minster possession. 2:17 to go, third quarter. Minster within 10. Critical offensive set here. Outside the arc on the right, it's Thien for Minster. Kendra hangs on, has Allie Fisher on her left. Kendra on the bounce. Goes to Ivy Wolf, and she's hooked on the play from the backside by Cammie McEldowney. Team foul situation right now, four each way.
Three each way. Four timeouts left.
You're right. I'm looking at the wrong digits on the scoreboard. Third quarter, 37-27 in favor of Versailles. Minute 56 left in this period. Outside the arc on the left, it's Fisher for Minster. Ivy Wolf, left flank. Pitch and catch with Fisher, who has it straight on. Fisher spin move, foul line, down the left side of the lane, running with the left hand, overshot it. Rebounded by Versailles. In backcourt, it's Kunk. A minute 40 to go, third quarter. Tigers up 10. Kunk veers off to the left, on top, Custom Border. Left side, it goes to Ellen Peters. Now retreating is Custom Border. Outside the arc, near wing, Kunk fakes right, goes left and back to the right. Pulls up, shoots, 18-footer, high off the back rim. Oh, and a rebound by Horning. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Peters. Left it short. Another rebound for Sales and a foul. It's against Minster, going to work as Custom Border. And I tell you what, Chuck, off the bench, she has really sparkled for the Tigers in this game tonight.
She's got 6 points in the first half and doing a real nice job on the interior, playing defense along with the Winter Sisters.
Yep. Custom Border on the glass with force. Seconds ago, free throw is a little too strong. She pitched that one off the back iron, came right back to her. Fouled in the act of shooting. She gets a second. A minute 13 to go in the third quarter, and it is a 37-27 lead for Versailles. Make it 38-27 as Custom Border drops in number two. Tigers have shot fouls well. 70 seconds to go in the third. Minster needs a couple good possessions down the stretch in this quarter. Here's Ivy Wolf, baseline right, goes below the basket, nowhere to go. Heaves a pass, picked off by Versailles. Kunk down the floor. Danielle on the arc for a triple. Look out. Short, no good. It was online. We had a good view over her shoulder. Rebound down to Minster. 48 seconds left, third quarter. Damaris Wolf pulls up. In the lane, hits a cutter. Thien, shot blocked. It goes out of bounds. Who got a piece of that one, Chuck?
Oh, that was Danielle Winter again. She needed to put the ball on the floor, take another dribble, and use the rim as a protector.
Right. McKendra was off balance, tried to make a swan dive move down the right side of the lane, and it was easily slammed out of bounds by Danielle Winter. Damaris Wolf on the arc, gives it up on the play to teammate Jessica Fulk. Far left wingers, a pull-up J by Ivy Wolf, 15-footer, short, no good. Rebound Tigers, half minute to go, third quarter. Right wing, it's Danielle Winter. Ball rotated near side to Kunk. Kunk goes cross court. 20 seconds to go in the third. Here's a straightaway three by Peters. Off to the right, no good. Rebound jerked down by Pranger of Minster, which is down 11. 13 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Key possession here. Damaris Wolf, 35 feet away. Down to 6, 5. Damaris foul line, lets it go. Buries it. 2 seconds remaining. And that's how the third quarter closes out. Nice jump shot, Damaris Wolf. As Minster trims 7 off the Versailles lead in that third quarter. We start the fourth, 38-29 Tigers on scorersbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Minster Wildcats coming back in that third quarter. Shaving 7 off the Versailles 16-point cushion. It's now 9. And the Wildcats, after notching the last hoop of the third quarter, get the ball to start the fourth. It's thrown down inside to Pringer.
Wow.
Pringer muscles up a 4-footer, hangs on the rim, and comes off. Rebound Versailles.
That was huge.
Yep. Short miss by Courtney. Pretty stingy D on the inside for the Winners. They were challenging Courtney, who couldn't get the ball up over the edge of the rim. Nearly made it. Tigers came down with the board. Here is Kunk weaving on top to Cammie McElnatty. Left wing, it goes to Caitlin. Angles through the lane, doesn't shoot. Caitlin gave it up. Got it back. Gets a screen. Tries the pick and roll with Danielle Winter. Nothing there. Lindsay Winter sets up on the block. Dribbling out on the arc. 25 feet away. Cammy McElnatty to Peters. Tigers whittling time off the clock. A minute gone here in the fourth. Ball poked away by Fisher. 30 feet out. Versailles gets it back. 6:54 to go in the game. Dribble drive. Baseline right. Versailles. There's a feed through the paint and traffic. It's clogged up and stolen by Minster. Here come the Wildcats down the floor behind Manai. Damaris Wolf 35 feet away. Crossover dribble against Caitlin McElnatty. Damaris lets it fly. Short, no good. Barely grazed iron. Rebound down to Versailles, which leads Manai. 6.5 to go in the game. Here's Cammy McElnatty 25 feet away. Right side pass to Caitlin. Caitlin wants to go to Danielle Winter. She's got it. She's crowded. Feeds a teammate. Low on the left. It's laid in by Lindsay Winter. Boy, you double team one winner. The other one's going to be open. 40-29. Versailles by 11. Damaris Wolf slides through the lane. Tries a running left-hander. Versailles gets a lot of ball. Pretty good defense. Tigers want to jump, but it's called a foul. And that's in the act of shooting.
I couldn't tell. My only problem with that call is the official that was farthest away from it is the one that made the call. He couldn't have possibly seen it. And they're not calling it a shooting foul. What else was she doing with the ball?
Exactly. I would agree with you, Chuck, 100%. For my money, that was a jump. That was a tie-up. Hands on leather. Well, Minster gets a reprieve, inbounds from below the rim, and there's a power move in the post by Kogi. No good, but she slammed on the back by Versailles. Two shots for Kogi, who could not get the shot to go in. Versailles made sure of that. A couple of fouls at the stripe for Kogi. Swish. Taylor Kogi makes it a 40-30 game. 6:04 left in the fourth. Second shot here by Kogi. Couple three bounces, a fourth, a fifth. It's in, all net. Each shot, nothing but cord. 2 minutes gone in the fourth. 9-point lead, Minster. Versailles in backcourt, left-hand dribble. Up over the timeline, Caitlin McElnatty. Hands to a teammate, then gets it back. Now flips it to Cammy. Cammy to Peters, left side, Cammy. Cammy circles into the corner, wanted to trigger, didn't. Now hoists up a shot on the boundary, or I should say on the arc, hits it. It's a two. Cammy McElnatty had her toe on the three-point line. Almost a triple, not quite. Scoreboard rang up the 2 points, I think, for Minster. Five and a half left to go in the game. 42-31. Versailles in the lead. Top of the circle, Fisher for the Wildcats. Starts down the right of the lane, feeds Kogi the trailer, blocked and taken away by Versailles, and a foul called against Lindsay Winter.
No, they called it, I think they called it on Danielle, and I'll tell you what, she did hack her right across the arm. That was a correct call.
You're right, Chuck, it was on Danielle Winter. A couple free throws, Taylor Kogi for Minster, and the Wildcats have got to be darn near perfect at the stripe the rest of the way. Down by 11 with 5:19 to go. Kogi is hard on the free throw. No good. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Second free throw by Kogi was in, and then Versailles tried to hurry up against the Minster pressure. Tigers thought they had a 3-on-2 break. Bad pass. Minster swiped it. Minster down 10 with the ball. Here's Springer on the arc. Gives it up behind her to Fisher. High dribble on a weave to Danielle Barhorst. Barhorst 25 feet away. Back to Ivy Wolf, 4:48 to go in the game. Ivy, left corner, Fisher. Fisher dribbling, baseline, good entry pass. Low on the left, overshooting is Kogi. Ball loose on the deck. A scramble in the hardwood for it. What do we have, a push or a jump? Foul, I think, against Versailles.
Wow. I surely didn't see that.
No. And I think that's what you call an old-fashioned makeup call.
Yeah, you hate to see that, though. You miss one, you just miss one. You don't go back and change things.
And Kogi at the stripe for Minster. She's got the 1-1 now.
Yeah, 8-3 in team fouls now here in the fourth quarter.
And the Versailles bench is pointing to the scoreboard. Free throw in by the Wildcats to make it a 42-33 game. Well, Kogi has gotten to the line often here for the Wildcats, and she shot them well. Second free throw, Kogi. She's had a rock-solid performance tonight. It is in and out. Rebound volleyball around. Who's got it? Bringer? No. It's in the hands of Danielle Winter of Versailles. Ball was popped up in the air two or three times. Tigers came away with it. Still leading by nine. 4:25 to go in the game. Here's Caitlin McEldowney. Left corner cut. Goes baseline. Can't shoot. Flips it back out 25 feet away to Caitlin. Check by Fisher. 9-point game. Cammy in the left corner. 30 feet away, Danielle Winter. Versailles plays pitch and catch. Minster's only fouled three times. So if Minster fouls a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, Versailles won't shoot. Inside the arc as Cammy nearly walks. Pass deflected into the corner. Picked off on the play by Daniel Winter. And the Versailles Tigers get a timeout. Offense bogged down. Versailles still up nine. 3:54 to go in the game. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Here at Versailles, the Tigers lead the Minster Wildcats 42-33. So far, number one in the state in girls Division III prevailing over number one in D4, Minster. We still have nearly half the fourth quarter to go. Versailles, after the timeout, throws in below the basket. On the arc, it's Caitlin McEldowney. Ball fed between the rings to Danielle Kunk. Chuck, I ran into Carla Siegel the other day, and I said to her, hey, if Anna beats Rushi tonight, you've got a two-game lead in the Shelby County League standings, and that's what happened.
No, they did.
Anna girls down Rushi by seven. So Fort Loramie has got a two-game bulge in the loss column over the Rushi Raiders. They do play yet once more the last weekend of the girls' regular season. That game is at Rushi, but Fort Loramie would have to lose one other one in order for Rushi to get a share of the conference championship.
Yeah, Rushi girls have not been playing incredibly well recently.
Offensively struggling.
Yep.
Three and a half to go here in the fourth quarter. Versailles threw it inbounds. Minster knocked it out. Versailles ball right in front of the Tigers bench. Versailles leads at 42-33. Since the lead for Versailles went to 16 at the half, the closest Minster has gotten since then is this differential right now, 9 points. Here's a bad pass by Versailles from the right corner. It was airmailed by Caitlin McEldowney across the key, intending to reach Danielle Winter, but Minster broke it up and stole it. Here's Ivy Wolf driving down the left side of the lane. Cross-court pass to Barhorse, baseline right. Feeds Kogi, but it goes right to the interceptor on the play for the Versailles Tigers. It's Elizabeth Ording. That was a blind pass. Elizabeth was there, and she swiped it. Here is a drive by Versailles right down the pike toward the basket. Late feed, good dish, but a block shot by Minster. Ording couldn't get it to the rim, out of bounds. Versailles ball, baseline left. 2:47 to go here in the game. Doesn't seem like Versailles, Chuck, is scoring many points here in the second half. but they really haven't needed to with that 16-point cushion at the break.
Well, they've scored 11 points here in the second half.
11, that's it?
After scoring 31 in the first half.
Wow. Here's a baseline jump shot by Versailles on the inbounds play. Missed in the corner by Ording, but again, it is jammed out of bounds by Minster. Oh, what a play by Versailles. Cammy McElDaddy below the rim. Threw it in bounds off the back of a Minster player. It rolled to the floor. Great strategy. She was alert. That's the way she planned it. She picked it up off the floor, right below the rim, laid it through, and Versailles is up 11 with 2.5 to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business.
Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Jack, along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, sold out Versailles High School gym. Minster needs a great comeback in the final 2:35. It will be hard to do. Versailles took the lead at 6-5 after the first 2 minutes and 50 seconds, hasn't trailed since. The differential was 16 at the halftime break. It's still 11, 2:20 to play. Fisher, deep left corner, three for Minster. High off the rim. It comes down into the hands of Pringer. Baseline right. She leans in and banks it in. Good play, Courtney Pringer. A formidable offensive rebound. Fine stick back by her. 44-35. Minster down 9. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Only 4 team fouls on Minster. There's the fifth. Versailles will get the ball inside court. 2 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter. 9-point game in favor of the Tigers. Far side playmaker for Versailles is Peters. Inbounds it 25 feet away to Cammy McElDaddy. It is punched up in the air by Fisher and stolen. Lead out to Ivy Wolf, and she is melted underneath the basket while shooting. It's a two-shot foul. One minute, 51 seconds remaining in the game. Minster now with a chance to whittle away and slice this deficit down to 7. A couple big free throws for Ivy Wolf. She was drilled in the backside while going for the layup. Free throw, Ivy. She cans it. 44-36 in favor of Versailles. That is the closest Minster has been since midway second quarter. Second shot, Ivy Wolf. It is on the button. 44-37. The Tigers' lead is cut down to 7 points. We had a whistle in backcourt. What's been called? Did Versailles step in too soon? No, it's a holding foul away from the action against Minster. That was one of those unintentional, intentional ones to get the foul count up to 6. Ball inbounded 80 feet away to Cammy McElDaddy for Versailles. Now to Caitlin. Caitlin is on a mission. She steers her way up the floor, gives it outside the arc on the right to Peters. Top of the key, Lindsay Winter. Left corner, it goes to Caitlin. Caitlin on the bounce, off her shoot top, out of bounds. Minster can cut it to 4 or 5. Minute and a half to go in the game. Wildcats have it. Head coach Mike Wiss signals timeout. He'll design a play. Chuck will keep it right here. We'd like to tell you all about the gem of Rushi, Ohio. It's the Jewelry Barn, established in 2011. A qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Price just right. also offering ear piercing, watch link adjustment appraisals, free jewelry cleaning, and more. Certified with the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, the Jewelry Barn. It will make your ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard all about the store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushiver Sales Road, phone 526-5557, 526-5557. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushiver. A minute 29 to go here in the fourth quarter. Minster has clawed back within seven. The Wildcats in possession. Following the turnover by Versailles outside the arc near wing, it's Ivy Wolf. She slants through the lane. Off-balance shot. Got away with a walk. No good. It hit the heel. Rebounded by Peters. We got a jump, a foul. What?
Oh, foul.
Foul on Minster, and Peters will shoot the one and one for the Versailles Tigers. Missed opportunity. Minster, which got away with a walk. Then the shot was allowed, Chuck. No violation was whistled. Ball almost went in. That would have cut it to five.
Yeah, I mean, she was really out of control there. That is not what they drew up at the timeout, I promise you.
Ellen Peters at the line for the Tigers. Solid foul shooter. Missed it hard off the back rim. Long rebound, Ivy Wolf. She jumped in front of Peters to snatch it. Cross court to Fisher in the corner behind the arc. Fisher at the elbow on the left. Right corner jumper, Minster. Good! Taylor Kogi on a 17-footer, a step inside the arc. Taylor Kogi with a terrific game here tonight for the Minster Wildcats, who are within five, 105 to go, 44-39 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Minster Wildcats have trimmed the Versailles Tigers 16-point halftime lead all the way down to five. And Chuck, you remarked during the break, great defense by Minster on Versailles' interior game, especially Danielle Winter over the final two quarters.
Danielle Winter has not taken a shot in the second half. She's not touched the ball out of their offense. They need to come back to that and get her inside, get her to the free throw line.
The Versailles Tigers have spent a lot of time in the last two periods of this game coaxing the clock, milking it. Here is a one-and-one free throw situation for the Tigers, and the shot is made. Caitlin McElDowney nails it. It's a 6-point lead, Tigers. Minster fouled Versailles promptly after the Tigers inbounded. It's a 7-point game now. Both free throws dead center. 58 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Ivy Wolf, top of the key, Minster drive, left side of the lane to the rim. Little 7-footer, bouncing no good. Rebound, Kogi. Kogi on the arc to Fisher. Right wing, Pringer. Pringer wraparound pass intended for Kogi. Great steal on the play by the Versailles Tigers. Lindsay Winter on the swipe, but the referee says she used her shoe to kick it to get it done.
Yeah, she moved her foot and got a foot on it. That's the correct call. I didn't see it, but he had a better look at it than I did.
Kogi in the right corner for Minster. Sizes up a three, way short. Rebound beneath the rim. Lindsay Winter of Versailles, and it is broken up out of bounds off Minster. 39.2 to go. 7-point game. 46-39 Versailles. Tigers inbounding in backcourt. It's handled there by K. Candy McElDowney. She's double-teamed. She's over the timeline. Open player inside. Layup blown. Missed on the lay-in by Lindsay Winter, who got it back. Short again. Rebound Pringer of Minster. 20 seconds to go. Wildcats down 7. Dribble drive to Maris Wolf. Top of the key, Pringer lets it fly. Short, no good. Rebound to Maris Wolf with 12 to go. She circles to the arc. Long three-pointer, way short. Rebound Versailles. Tie-up occurs. Time out by the Tigers. 6.2 to go. Versailles has finally salted this one away. A 46-39 lead. Minster trying to get the rebound and then dribble back out to the arc, curl it up, get the rebound, dribble back out to the arc, hoist up another one. It's just so tough to do, Chuck. Rarely you see three-pointers made in that fashion.
No, you don't see it happen very often.
No.
And I'll tell you what, this is a tale of two basketball halves right here. The first half, Versailles on both ends of the floor just dominated. Second half, Minster played a lot better, but boy, Versailles offensively kind of went into a shell.
Yeah, I thought Versailles coaxed the clock a lot the final two quarters. I think you need to do that some. It's one of those situations. It's a balancing act. Yeah, you do want to take precious seconds off the scoreboard, but you don't want to develop the mindset you're playing not to lose.
Well, they were playing better.
Yes.
I mean, they really had a handle on it, so I don't know why you slow it down that much. I think you continue to play.
Minster, here in the fourth quarter, especially late, had possessions, had shots to get this close to even, couldn't get it done, and Versailles inbounds the ball in backcourt. Minster lets Versailles. Caitlin McElDowney dribble it out. It's all over the Versailles Tigers, number one in the state in girls Division III. They've beaten the Minster Wildcats, number one in the state in girls Division IV, by a final score of 46-39. So many thanks here tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Parker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We also salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pepperd in Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service at Manbauer. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? And don't forget, on Monday nights at the Troy Frisch's, kids eat free from 5 to 8. That's at the Troy Frisch's, Monday nights in February, 5 to 8. Children eat free of charge. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. In Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn. Ken Francis at the Francis Schulze Company, all the staff and associates. And Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum, all the staff and associates at Superior. We thank you so much. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Let's check a little recap of this game. Let's take a look at the scoring and announce our Clancy's Award winners on this Thursday night.
Well, the Tigers had a 25-18 rebounding advantage. They did turn the ball over 15 times, and that was 9 times in the second half. Minster turned it 9 for the game, 9 of 12 from the line for the Wildcats, 7 of 9 for Versailles from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Tigers, they had Jamie McEldowney had 15. You come to expect that. But then they got 8 from Elizabeth Ording, and they got 7 from Kelsey Custenborder. They got 6 each from the winner girls, Lindsay and Danielle. They scored 46 for the game, only 15 points in the second half. On the other side, Taylor Kogi had a heck of a game, 14 points, 12 for Courtney Pringer. Then they drop all the way down. Damaris Wolf had 6. They scored 39 for the game. Clancy's players of the game on the Versailles side, I'm going to give it to Kelsey Custenborder. I know McEldowney had 15. You kind of expect her to get 15. I thought Custenborder was a surprise tonight. On the other side for Minster, Taylor Kogi, 14 points. Those are the Clancy's players of the game.
Yeah, two very good choices. I thought the final scoring for the Versailles Tigers was just as we advertised it in the pregame, that Cammie McEldowney, she'll probably get low to mid-teens. That's what we thought. And then usually 5 or 6 players chip in with anywhere from 6 to 10 points, and that's the way it played out. That's a very balanced attack. Versailles got out to the big lead, 16 points at the halftime break. Just far too much for Minster to overcome in the final 16 minutes.
Absolutely, and I think it was a like you said, I think Versailles kind of went on, you know, took the foot off the pedal a little too early.
Yeah.
It gave Minster a chance to get back. They got it down to 5, I think, was the closest they got, and had a possession.
Yes.
So, Versailles, too much for him tonight, that's for sure.
No question. Custenborder for Versailles, Kogi for Minster, are Clancy's players of this game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
You can unplug it. This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are back here at the Versailles High School gym where the Minster Wildcats have lost to the Versailles Tigers by a final score of 46-39. The Versailles Tigers, by virtue of the victory, have now advanced on the year to a record of 17-1. Minster Wildcats, by my count, are now 14-2. Next game for Minster is on Saturday at Anna. That's a 2:30 tip. Meanwhile, the Versailles Tigers' next encounter is against West Liberty Salem. Could be a very good game. West Liberty Salem next Tuesday, right here at the Versailles gym. Next league game for the Versailles Tigers is not until February 1st. At New Knoxville. Meanwhile, Minster on February 1st, the first Thursday of February, is at home in the MAC against Marion Local. But, Chuck, I don't know that we really decided a whole lot tonight. No reason why Minster shouldn't hang on to number one next week in Girls Division 4. You lose by 7 to the top-ranked team in the state in Girls D3. I don't know that you can be dethroned from numero uno, but you might. You might drop a notch or two. You did beat Ottoville, which was on your heels in the state poll. You nipped them by 1. But these two clubs, as you highlighted in the pregame tonight, Chuck, are favorites to go all the way to the state Final Four from this region, the Southwest region. Versailles has to travel through Springfield in Girls Division 3. Minster has to travel through Vandalia-Butler in Girls D4.
Yeah, I mean, and you're going to see some teams. I mean, it's not going to be a cakewalk for them, but
no.
You know, they're going to have to play well. You got New Bremen, who's
yep.
a good basketball team. You got Fort
yep.
Loramie's a good basketball team in Division Four. Division Three, I think, might be a little more. It might be a little easier for Versailles, maybe in Division Three than Division Four.
It's
but
sectional district level, I think, yes, but it really stiffens up at the regional for
right.
sure.
Okay,
in D3. And who knows, Minster might have it maybe an ounce softer once the Wildcats do get to the regional than might Versailles in D3.
Right. And
certainly Minster has got a tough road to hoe in that district. New Bremen is a mighty potent ball club, that's for sure, as we witnessed here on scoresbroadcast.com last Thursday when New Bremen played Minster to a 47-44 game. Surely, these two teams, to get to the state, will have to earn it.
Yep.
They'll have to earn state titles. No question about that. Minster could very well see Ottoville again at Columbus, should Minster get that far. And Versailles is going to see similar faces, no doubt, in the regional. Cincinnati Summit Country Day, powerhouse again. Hamilton Baden's mighty strong. Who knows? Those clubs could be right back
yeah.
at the Springfield Regional. It's the same major players.
Sure. Every year, seems like every
yeah.
year.
A lot of fun here tonight. We look forward to more high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow night. Same two schools play, only at Minster.
They're right at Minster.
In boys action, Versailles Tigers at the Minster Wildcats. Their annual showdown is tomorrow night. They'll lock horns on Friday evening. A tip-off 7:30. It's a 7:30 tip, 6 o'clock JV. A webcast time online at 7:10 tomorrow night from Minster. We've got a front row seat right at side court.
Well, it'll be so much better than where they put us here.
Versailles, Minster, and that is a critical Midwest Athletic Conference game coming up tomorrow night. Versailles Tigers' Justin Arendt has really gotten it in gear the last couple games, shooting much better from long range. Don't know how Minster will try to slow him down. Who knows? You might see Jared Hillsman on him some, maybe.
That's possible, yep. but Arns likes to really go out on the perimeter and
yeah.
play. And I'll tell you, the one that I've been impressed with the last few games is A.J. Arns.
Right.
That young man has really become a basketball player just in this season.
And in Jared Schultze and Cody Frericks, that's one heck of a 6'8", 6'6", 1-2 punch for Minster
right.
on the interior. And the Wildcats shoot the three extremely well. Five different players went 10 for 20 against Franklin Monroe down at Kettering Fairmont in the fly into the hoop for Minster.
Right. Well, if 10 for 20, you take that all day long.
Oh, yeah. And don't overlook the fact that Minster took Fort Loramie into overtime at Fort Loramie this past Saturday night. So it shapes up as the real deal tomorrow night at Minster. The Tigers against the Wildcats in boys action. An up-and-coming girls team in Division III, Miami East, plays a fast-improving Fort Loramie team, D4, on Saturday afternoon, 2:10, webcast time, 2:30 tip. We've got that game for you. And then Saturday night, that annual war. This year it's from Rushi. The Versailles Tigers, tough road weekend for the boys. At Minster on Friday, at Rushi on Saturday night. That's another 7:30 start. In fact, the boys' games, both Friday and Saturday, are at 7:30. 7:30 tip, 7:10 webcast time. Looking ahead, next Tuesday, it is Rushi at Anna back in the Shelby County League. Another 7:30 start.
Yep. Looking forward to that one.
Yep, fine games just around the corner. So many thanks to Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Thanks to Rhett Gish tonight for his remote assistance. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Versailles, where the Versailles Tigers have defeated the Minster Wildcats in girls basketball 46-39.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.